So welcome to the introduction of the Hackspaces. Welcome from the translator booth. This talk is going to be translated by Julian and Tribute. All talks are live translated between English and German and to one additional language. Thank you for your feedback. If you want, send us an email to hello@c3lingo.org. Or use the hashtag C3Lingo. We are going to translate this to German for all the English talks and backwards. Und in Deutsch auch nochmal. Wir übersetzen zwischen Deutsch und Englisch jeweils die andere Sprache hier auf dem Stream.
And then I will give it up to you and show me your hackerspace.
Hello there.
Hello there. So I'm going to do it in German. There's no slides, it's all improvised, so please make do without slides. The slides are going to be provided afterwards. Hi, I'm Dave from Ixhain. You would normally see a motorized couch, me riding a motorized couch. We have hoverboard motors attached to a sofa. And unfortunately, we had to correct it because it broke down. But Ixhain is based in Berlin, in Germany, heart of Europe, if you know the reference. We are based in Grünberger Straße for 8 years now, number 16. It's located between Frankfurter Tor and Warschauer Straße. We have 240 members, which is pretty good. And we have 132 square meters room. We are out of room, essentially, but we are trying to fit we have a laser cutter, we have, which is unfortunately a bit small, 30 times 60 centimeters. We have some branches with everyone knowing stuff about their own devices, if you need an introduction. We have a style concept. We are trying to have different rooms, like an LED tree. We have a lot of sun light. There's a small corner office with large windows. We are trying to put additional rack space in there. So 240 members. A lot of them have very interesting skills. You can just come in with an idea and leave with something completely different. You have 5 new ideas for projects. So if you're working on new onesies, and then you learn how to use a sewing machine. And I have a blowhive made in pink, 1 meter tall for my knees. And we do have a machine where we prepared the eyes for that. I've sewn this bag myself, made out of old Congress bands, which was a lot of fun. And my slides are gone now. I don't know how long I'm talking. We have been on TV for Paramount Plus. When people come in, they often notice how cleaned up it is, but I don't have that. I don't think that's true, but it's great to hear. We have a 3D printer, a small bar in the cellar, and a woodworking bench there.
Ja, ansonsten, was haben wir denn noch? Wir haben so einen Plotter, den immer keiner benutzt.
We have a plotter nobody's using. We have a dark room where we can develop analog photos. And we have met up to walk through Berlin and make nice photos and develop themselves. If you want to learn something about the onesies, there's going to be a talk later today. And I am very happy about the people who volunteer and organized the assembly. Everything worked out great this year, was a lot better than last year. We have so many active people, it's very great. We are in the foyer near to Jugendhakt and Bits and Bäume. And you can have a look at the Plotter, Harry Plotter. It's printing information material right now, which should help you find us in Grünberger Straße 16. And come by, say hi. We have open on Mondays until 6 o'clock. Thank you, Dave. The second hack space is going to be Subraum C3PB from Paderborn. Good morning. Hi. We are from Paderborn. We are called C3PB, the legal entity, but we are calling it Subraum as a pet name. Back when we were owned by the city, we now have our own rooms where we can leave and enter at the times we want. There used to be opening times, which wasn't great, but it's great now. We are divided into sections, maybe three sections if you count the kitchen. The one is the dot hack, where we have couches and beamers and TVs, so you can work at your computers there. And then we have our makerspace, where you're allowed to make a lot of noise at any time of the day. We have two empty floors above us, which aren't in use during the night, so you can turn on the table saw at 2 in the night, which is great. And we have everything you need to work with wood and plastics, laser cutter, small and big. The larger one is self-made. It's not quite ready, but it's almost ready for a few years now. And we have a CNC cutter, and you can work on metal as well. And Hack is the space for people working on software products. I'm not sure if you know anything that we've done. It's more internally, we have a room automation where we can attach certain things, which is quite funny. We have a few projects with us. Fritte is going to talk about that in a second. And these are supported by software.
Hi, Fritte here.
Hi, I'm Fritte. We've brought a few things with us. And they are normally located in our hackerspace. For one, you can see the Dodecaeder back there. We were thinking 5 meters tall. It was supposed to be a bit smaller, so we don't have to have regulation. So it turned out to be just 4 meters 30, so because metal is bending. And for the, we got some old displays from the city for parking displays. We got that cheaply from the city. So one of them is now working. We've brought that with us. And for the people who like music, we do have a pressure-based organ that can do up to 4 kilohertz, 1,000 hertz, and up to 1 kilohertz. And they are you can use that using a synthesizer over MIDI. And our rooms, where we can, that are accessible 24/7. We've invested a non-small amount, and we are now owning these rooms. So back to you.
Also in diesem Rahmen, das ging auch schon so ein bisschen vor durch CC Regio, dass wir Räume, das Angebot bekommen haben, die zu kaufen.
Vielen Dank. Got the opportunity to buy our own rooms. That took quite some time. Thank you to everyone who supported us financially or morally. We have already paid, and the owner will switch officially on the 31st of December. Find us on c3pb.de. All the contact ways, Mail, Matrix, Mastodon. Our open space is on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And otherwise, if you look on the website, if it's, it says open, there's a good chance that you will find somebody there. On Sundays, we have a hacker breakfast at 12, sometimes later. And there's a few cooperative dates that we have together with different entities from Paderborn. It's all on the website. Let's go to the next one. Thank you very much for listening.
Hackspace number 3 is the Hackspace from Istanbul.
Hackspace number 3 is the Hackspace aus Istanbul. And yeah. Ja, hallo. Wir können nicht Deutsch sprechen. Das, die Vorstellung wird auf Englisch sein. Wir sind in der Hackerspace aus Istanbul in der Türkei. Und leider haben wir keine Adresse. Wir haben keine exakte Adresse, weil unser physischer Space dicht gemacht wurde. Wir hatten Folien, aber wir haben es erst letzte Minute geschafft. So. Wir sind die zweite
Provisional Generation of Hackerspace Istanbul.
Wir haben die zweite Generation von Hackerspaces in Istanbul. Die erste Generation wurde nach dem nach der Gezi Park Widerstand von 2013 gegründet und nach 4 Jahren ist es zusammengebrochen, weil aus ökonomischen und politischen Gründen. Und die gesamte Community hat sich aufgelöst und diese Leute waren quasi unsere Ahnen. Und 2017 haben wir dann einen neuen Hackerspace gegründet in Istanbul. Aber die politische und wirtschaftliche Situation ist schwierig. Und nach anderthalb Jahren mussten wir den physischen Space dicht machen und den Hackerspace in Free Floating Association machen. Und die haben wir dann in Vorträgen in Universitäten gemacht, zum Beispiel. Und jetzt wollen wir eine Version 3 machen: des Istanbuler Hackerspaces. Und vielleicht habt ihr die Info auf den Infobeamern gesehen. Wir suchen nach euren Ideen, Tipps und Tricks. Und vielleicht möchtest du auch noch was sagen? Und das Gleiche will ich auch sagen. Den physischen Space müssen wir in Istanbul betreiben, muss ökonomisch sich rechnen und politische Probleme gibt es natürlich auch, dass wir als eine freie Software-Vereinigung registrieren und ab da haben wir angefangen, unsere Events in der Türkei zu machen. Aber jetzt wollen wir einen physischen Space anfangen. Und das ist das erste Mal, dass wir andere Hackerspaces treffen. Weil zum Beispiel haben wir Crypto-Partys in Istanbul gestartet, aber die Leute, die gekommen sind, die zu anderen Crypto-Partys gekommen sind, sie kamen zu uns und sagten, okay, nett, aber vielleicht solltet ihr auf diese und jene Weise machen. Und wir würden fänden es richtig toll, wenn ihr uns helft so, und sagt, wie wir es besser machen können. Ja. Und Teil der Community zu sein das wäre richtig toll, wenn ihr Teil der Community sein könntet und wir Teil eurer Community sein können, aber wir haben keine Assembly hier, aber und kann man finden, hier das oben sind unsere E-Mail-Adressen. Unsere Decknummer ist 6648. Ihr könnt ihr auf den Infobeamern finden. Und wir warten auf eine Diskussion. Wir freuen uns da. Dankeschön. Und der nächste Hackspace ist das MetaLab aus Wien. Hallo.
Ich bin
Sorry, the next Hackspace is the MetaLab from Vienna. I'm from the MetaLab. I didn't have a laptop at hand. We're in Vienna. It's in Eastern Austria. You can find us at Chaos West here in Hall 3. We're at Rathausstraße 6 in the first district. We can reach us with the U-Bahn, which is quite useful. You can find that or via email or Matrix, metalab.matrix.org. That's where most of it happens. We have mailing lists, but they are less active. In principle, it's every day is open day. That's why I was surprised with this open evenings with others, but there's some exemptions. So you can come over anytime. The only prerequisite is that someone is there with a key, otherwise you wouldn't get in. We have an addition. We have open days don't dare to come. Otherwise, they're explicitly invited to come. If you're visiting Vienna, just you don't have to wait for that. You just come over. And with all participate in all our events. We have a little more than 200 square meters, all the classic things, laser cutter, 3D printers, router and CNC router, and we're building, renovating a little, and we have a building site. It's funny to, get your anger out, but it possibly wasn't the best idea to do things yourself. So, please, if you think about it, please just have it done professionally, unless you have someone who does this professionally, which we don't. So, liquid concrete delivery was an interesting experience. The MetaLab has been around since 2006. We have managed to stay at the same location for all the time, which is quite nice, because I never ever want to have to move out of there with everything that has collected itself for the last 18 years, and I wouldn't know how to get the walls into the original state either. There's a lot of events at our place. You can have a look at metalab.at and have a look there. We have a little software, Python, Rust, mainly at the moment. We have hardware, for example, CNC and CAD and we have a textiles workshop as well, but the number of sewing machines is a little misleading, because only two are working right now. There's also two special events per month. One is for the sign language community that has found itself since for 2 years now at our place. They have their weekly meetup, and once a month they also have a day where only people can come in and who know sign language. And the second special day, where it's not open for everyone, that's Meta Invasion, with a little cute space invader as a logo, and everybody, it's open for non-binary trans people, female people, or people who are just trying to figure out their gender. On those 2 days, not everybody is invited, but on every other day, everybody is invited. So, and that's about it. Thank you.
The presentation
on metalab.it/wiki/38c3. If you're if you need a screen reader, you can just read it there.
Thank you.
Als nächstes.
So next up is the CCC Darmstadt, number 5.
Nee, es ist, ah, es ist doch eingeschaltet. Moin, hi.
Hi, so I'm Avocado from CCC Darmstadt, and I'll tell you a little about
Darmstadt ist ja so ein bisschen.
You know, maybe you've heard about us. So Darmstadt, you heard a lot from us because when you were around with the Deutsche Bahn and then traveled from north to south. There's, in Darmstadt, there's also a W17 little hackerspace, which is in Wienstraße 17, which is in the pedestrian zone, super reachable, and we have a little, we rented some nice office space, and you normally would see some sky slides with a few nice images, but I have to explain this to you. We have three rooms, we have a lounge, we have a couple of tables, we have to, you know, with plugs and stuff to sit around and work. We have, for the last years, we upgraded our AV technology. We have many possibilities to show videos, images, hold presentations, watch videos and so on. And stream evening, film evening, etc. If people are looking from our space, greetings to Congress everywhere. That's our lounge. Then we have a tea kitchen, but a kitchen or a kitchen. It's become a little bigger. We like to cook together and have a possibility to work. And it's an easy, a funny background story as well. Let's say it was at a different place where you couldn't get that easily. Not that easily accessible place, and that's our kitchen, and there's a workspace. We had, just like every other hack space, has stuff like, you know, electronics workbench to drill holes into things. We have a laser cutter. There's a lot of possibilities and to hack on your own projects. We're open to other examples as well, like suggestions as well. We've also shown, I've said it in other events, I'll give you some other details in short. We have our Mondays is we have a firmware meetup on Mondays every other week. We have every 6 weeks as an Nixos community meetup. In the last years, it's grown quite a bit, and people have followed. And there's in a couple of weeks, there's another meetup. In Tuesdays, it's open chaos in the evening. This, we are always open for new people. We don't want to be elite, and that's why we only have one open day. You know, but the reason we only have one open day is that that we just want to be open for the people as well. And Wednesdays we have the CTF, and every 4 weeks we have a queer lounge where queer people are welcome. Everybody else is welcome too. The exchange is important, but the topics is, you know, Wednesdays is queer people. Thursday is a meetup, internal meetup, and Friday we have the chaotic start into the weekend, open chaos, but on Friday. And yeah. There's irregular events. There's a couple of soldering workshops, for example, last year. This year went really fast, so nothing happened. But you know us from the our faces from the Hackspace from last year's NixCon, for example. We were involved quite a bit as a club. A lot of our members are involved quite a bit in the MRMCD. That's what we do. If you want to come along, then. And CCC Darmstadt is something I would really want to have a look at, then you can come on at Wilhelminenstraße 17 and just say hi. If you just take any public transit to Luisenplatz, you can walk from there. We have one nitpick, it's a little silly. We have a couple of problems, some problems with our elevator. If you need an elevator, it's going to be difficult. It's silly, it's not a good idea, not ideal, sorry, but that's just how it is. Apart from that, if you can't make it there, we also have an assembly at Congress. Please get to the end. There we have soldering workshops. Come over. And you can reach at Mastodon and chaosdarmstadt.de and so on and so on. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hackspace
number 6.
So now, Westwood Labs from Ransbach-Baumbach. Hi, we're Westwood Labs from Ransbach-Baumbach, which most of you are probably not aware of. It's in between Köln and Frankfurt, near Montabaur, which is an ICE train station. We have about 100 square meters of space. Have been founded in 2016. We haven't registered for a while, so it took us almost 4 years. 1,454 days until it was registered as a legal entity. So we meet every Tuesday with 5 to 10 people, 5 to 10 visitors, and sometimes we've opened during the week and on the weekends. 35 members, and we have 4 rooms. We cook in the kitchen sometimes, and there's waffles, or we do lunch. And we have a lounge with couches, beamers, and speakers, and a large main room where we sit together, hack together, eat together, plan together. We have a workshop with a 3D printer, plotter, and different tools. We have a lot of light. We have automations everywhere for the space. We build ourselves. And there are projectors, there's beamers. It's a very nice place to stay, pleasant. We do have some events planned. Some of our highlights are the VAMP. And Erwin is going to talk about that. Hi. Hello to everyone. The VAMP is a yearly camp which we organize in Westerwald for about 100 people. We have started doing that in 2022. And this year we had around 100 people. We cook our own food for about 120 people, because helpers eat there as well. We organize one for next year as well. If you could see the slides, there would be a very colorful picture with lots of colorful tents. And it says, hey, save the date. I'm not sure, I don't have the date right now. So you can find it on our website or on our Mastodon. And we do have open evenings, but there's also Congress Everywhere, but that's local only because we are a very small space. But many might know us from the GPN POC, which we support with a lot of people, And we are on many events, we do a lot of things. If you want to get to know our Tower of Luck with lots of lights and beamers attached to it, then come to the heaven. Next to that is our assembly. You cannot miss the Tower of Luck. Visit our website, westwoodlabs.de. There's a contact page with all the contact ways to contact us. There's a Matrix group, Mastodon, all of the further information. And yeah, thank you very much for listening. Next up is C3D2 from Dresden, but nobody seems to be here. Has somebody appeared? No? Let's continue with Chaostreff Bern, it's number 8.
Hallo, ich bin der Wimscha.
Hi, I'm Wimscha from Bern. We have been founded in 2015. We just met once a week in a pub, and not until end of 2018 we have moved into our own space after a long search. It's a room with a lot of charm and in a very good position, location. But we have been removed from that space a year ago. But it was the best thing that happened to us after Corona. We didn't quite recover from that. Nothing really happened. And when we were removed from that space, we were wondering if can we even make that? Can we find enough people to move and stuff like that? And yes, many people came back. We revitalized. We were able to finish the move. And there's a lot of events right now. We have a very cool space. It has increased 3 times in size. It's very good location right now, 5 minutes to city center. There's a tram every 3 minutes. The space itself has many possibilities for new projects. We have all the bells and whistles. People are building things all the time. The regular, we have already public meetings every Tuesday night. There's also a presentations once every month. There's a special lightning talk evening once a month with discussions. And we a lot of people are visiting us from other spaces. That from we have all the equipment, 3D printer, laser cutter, plotter, cutting plotter. The special things are very large and very well organized. Sticker exchange with operating systems and programming languages sorted alphabetically. If you're close, just visit us. We are very happy to welcome you. All the information necessary, including a calendar and RSS feed, public mailing list, link to Matrix, Jabber, public chat channels, Mastodon. All of these things are on our website. Thank you very much.
Der nächste Hackspace Nummer 9 wäre das Eigenbaukombinat Halle aus Halle. Da ist.
And we have the Eigenbaukombinat from Halle, but nobody seems to be here. Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Ich bin der Nilo vom
Hi, I'm Nilo from Eigenbaukombinat Halle. We are located in Sachsen-Anhalt. We are part of Chaoszone. We are more an open workspace, including Chaos Space. We have about 700 square meters of adult playground. We have hackspace, modeling workspace, including metal and woodworking. We have bicycle We have a dark room, we have a presentation room, we have a printing lab, and we have 150 people as members. We almost every day open. If you want to come by, just have a look at the website to see if we are open right now. On Tuesday, we have Chaos-Treff. There's also a kids' evening. And I don't know what to say else. Just come by. If you have any question, you can find us in Hall H near Chaos-Zone. Next one is Netz 39 from Magdeburg. Hi, I'm Timo. We are the local hackerspace in Magdeburg. We are 11 years old. We are located quite centrally in the city. We do have a few rooms. We have like a woodworking space, a kitchen, IT, a small server room. It's built from wood ourselves, but I mean it works. There's room for tinkering. We have large room where other entities can have their meetings. There's other entities from Magdeburg. We do have a tinkering space with 3D printers, soldering station, sewing machines. We are building a photo lab because more people are interested in it. The electronics is our main focus. Many people are building PCBs. We used to have space where you could etch your own PCBs, but that doesn't seem to be something that people want to do anymore. Just come by. On the pictures that you can't see, there would be some of our rooms. Our kitchen is very popular. We do have many cooking evenings. We have evenings just for games. We are 50 people, more than 50 people. And our well-equipped wood workshop, we do have a CNC. It's a bit difficult because there is people living downstairs. There used to be, so we need to take care at night not to disturb people, which is sometimes difficult in a hack space, but otherwise it's quite manageable. We do have a central location in Magdeburg. Come by, visit us. Every Wednesday there's open hacking. There's always somebody there. There's also community evenings on the weekends, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays. There's almost always someone there. You can see using the Space API on our website if somebody is there or not. There's a green or red banner. And
Space automatisierung
machen. We also have a lot of space automation. There's screens. Everything is automated using space status. There's a big latch where you can have somebody comes in, just switches that switch, and then everybody knows there's somebody here. And once you switch that switch back off, then all the lights turn off, and that's it for the day. That should have been everything. Thank you very much.
The next hackspace the hackspace TKR is lab from Entry the Netherlands. Is there someone here?
It's going to hack lab.
Thank you.
Ist da jemand da?
So, I'm from Tokolog.
Ich bin Tokolog. Ich bin von dem Hackerspace in Enschede. Und wir sind ein ziemlich kleiner Hackerspace. Wir haben zwei
Electronics workbench.
Oben haben wir, also wir haben zwei Floors, Dings, Stockwerke. Oben haben wir eine Elektronikwerkstatt und unten haben wir einen CNC-Fräse, Lasercutter und so. Und all diese Sachen. Und vor kurzem haben wir von der Regierung ein bisschen Geld bekommen, das uns erlaubt, in unseren eigenen Space zu gehen. Und wir haben unsere Tools ein bisschen abgegradet. Wir haben werden Oszilloskop an der Werkbank gekauft, einen Spektrumanalyzer, alle Standard-Labor-Tools und wir haben, wenn ihr in der Nähe von der deutschen Grenze seid, dann könnt ihr gerne vorbeikommen. Wir haben Touren, wir bieten Führungen an und ja, kommt gerne vorbei und meldet einfach für eine Führung an. Dankeschön.
Hackspace Number 12 ist Chaostreff and Open Lab Augsburg. Ist da jemand hier von Open Lab Augsburg? Wenn niemand hier ist, dann machen wir weiter mit Lag Lab from Netherlands, Amsterdam.
Hi, so we're staying in the Netherlands for another few minutes. Headed to Amsterdam. LEG is a very small and very informal hack lab, which has no official members membership structure and no official membership fee, which is very specific to our politics because we want to be rather open and diverse than to have hundreds of square meters of space and the biggest laser cutter. We don't have a lot of very functional machines. We don't have a lot of space. We have a lot of mess, but you're all very welcome. We are situated in a former squat, which is called Binnenpret, which has a lot of other types of workspaces, a people's kitchen, a free shop, and so on, like your typical sort of more activist type of space. And that that defines LEG a lot because a lot of our members are part of the squatting scene, and that defines how our space operates a lot. Like right now, we are very busy cleaning up some of our broken machines to make space for machines from an eviction office squat in Amsterdam, which happens to us quite a lot. We do have a lot of workshops sort of stacked into our small space, from sewing to clay to synthesizers.
Wir haben ganz viele Möglichkeiten hier im Hex. Entschuldigung, es wurde lange nicht übersetzt, deswegen fasse ich das kurz zusammen. Wir sind ein sehr kleiner und eher autonomer Hackspace, der eher aus der Hausbesetzer-Szene kommt. Wir haben ganz viele Möglichkeiten, Dinge zu tun, aber eher klein, keine großen Maschinen. Wir können aber löten und nähen und gerade versuchen wir auch so ein bisschen einen anderen Space aufzunehmen, der geräumt wurde. Und wir versuchen jetzt gerade so ein bisschen die politischen Horizonte aufzumachen und sind einfach ein sehr politischer, diverser Hackspace und wollen nicht irgendwie kommerziell sein. Wir haben keine festen Mitgliederstrukturen oder so. Wir organisieren Events und bauen unsere eigene Mate, weil wir müssen schon bezahlen. Also wir sind kein besetztes Haus mehr, sondern wir haben im ehemaligen besetzten Haus, aber wir müssen Miete zahlen. Deswegen versuchen wir zum Beispiel durch Eigenbrau, Mate und kleine Events irgendwie unsere Miete zusammenzukriegen. Und was besonders ist bei uns, ist, dass du dich auf französische Philosophen beziehen kannst und jemand wird dich verstehen oder du kannst über tiefe Mathematik reden und jemand wird es verstehen. Also wir sind sehr divers und es gibt sehr weite Möglichkeiten von Leuten, die kommen. Und wir haben Leute, die einfach nur Sachen bauen wollen. Zum Beispiel was Maker machen. Und wir sind halt, es gibt noch einen großen, ernsthaften Hackerspace in Hackerspace in Amsterdam, aber wir sind wir wollen auf jeden Fall ein bisschen weitergehen als Technologie und ein bisschen
An Internet of Things enabled smart toilet.
Wir wollten zum Beispiel eine Smart Toilet bauen. Es ist ein bisschen Kunstprojekte und es wird dann irgendwo öffentlich, wenn jedes Mal, wenn man die Toilette spült, werden Informationen veröffentlicht, solche Sachen. Wir haben versucht, unsere eigene Elektrizitätssystem zu bauen. Wir wollen autonom sein. Ja, wir hatten einen Kühlschrank, der sehr viel Strom verbraucht hat. Wir haben festgestellt, dass er ein Loch hat. Also haben wir Ja, genau, das war nicht so optimal. Und ihr könnt uns im Anarchisten Village finden, Milliways, Info, nein, nichts Milliways, Entschuldigung. Ihr könnt ihn freitags nachts finden, auf der, in Amsterdam finden und im Anarchist Village in Komono. Und Dankeschön. Ja. Ja, vielen Dank. Der Next Best Hackspace ist das temporäre Haus. Next Hackspace ist temporäre Haus in Neu-Ulm. I am not a Kenntnis, who took too many angel shifts last night. So I learned that I'm supposed to present the temporary house. People know it as Verschwörhaus in the city of Ulm. City of Ulm sued us, we lost, so we searched for new rooms. We were so big that we founded temporary house on the other side of the Danube. In the Donaustrasse, that's we're so big. We have two organizations running this space: House of Nachhaltigkeit and us, House of Sustainability. We have a living room there where you can retreat to. We have a woodworking space, a little metal. We have a laser plotter, 3D printer, and we have lots of groups that meet up regularly. There's a Maker Monday. There's a group that's FUCK. Flinter and computer stuff. We have OpenStreetMap meetup for the entire region. That meets up for the entire region. There's a youth hacking lab that is up there. If you upstairs, if you have children, you can find us under temporärhaus.de. There's room 3, all 3. And if you find anybody, then find us there. And that's quite a new normal hackspace with a little story. If you want to know the story, then I gave a talk at GPN 2023. For an Erkenntnis. I don't know who else, but yeah. If you want to hear how the story with the city of Ulm went, then you can listen to that. And that's what I want to tell you. Thank you.
Vielen Dank.
So next up is Makratea Laboratories Zifolda. Hi, I'm Ink. I'm from Fulda, and if you want to know where Fulda is, you walked, drove through by car or by train. If you arrive there, you're like 5 minutes away. So we have the luck that we're not lucky that we had to move, and now we're next to the train station, 5 minutes, in a former warehouse. So we have mostly everything. Most of the thing, infrastructure doesn't work currently, but people are working on that. And so it's a living room with a workspace. We have a lounge space. We have spaces where people can sit to work on their notebooks. We have an old warehouse, so we can it's abandoned, and look, there's still stuff flying around, and there's a lot of space. So the security is not that happy that we're walking around there, but that's that's how it is. There's lots of people from all sorts of spaces. We are We're about 40 members, and from it doesn't play much role. People are members can come to the Hackspace anytime. Other people have to see when they're open, and then make up that space. You can see where if it's open, and you can find out contact info. If you end up in Fulda, just come by, and it's fun. We have Mate, we have a bar. Yeah, we'd like to talk. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next up is Chaostreff Backnang from Backnang. Hi, good morning. I'm Sid, Autinerd. I am going to introduce Chaostreff Backnang. We meet since 2018 regularly, and on February 23rd we had our official registration as a club. We have 42 members. We are a bit different than the other hackspaces in the way that we don't have our own rooms. We are a pop-up hackerspace. We meet in the music bar lounge, the Wohnzimmer in Backnang, located at Willy Brandt Platz 2. And we haven't opened those that many days. We meet once a month, the third Sunday every month. We have the bar for ourselves, the whole lounge, and we can just make space for us. So there's not that much in terms of equipment. We do have a 3D printer, we have some measuring equipment, etc. And on the first Tuesday every month, there's a small regulars table where we just meet to talk. And because we don't have our own rooms, our activities are mostly based around workshops and we also do excursions, Documenta Heilbronn, we have backstage tours, we have microcontroller programming and soldering workshops for kids and younger people. We do stuff like that. And we had two events, our very own event, the FSCK at the cinema in Backnang, happened twice, 23 and 24. We are still trying to decide if it's possible 2025. You will find out on events, ctbk.de, or you can find it on chaostreffbacknang.de. And that's it. Thank you very much. The next hackspace is Stratum Zero from Braunschweig.
Hallo.
Ja, okay, man hört. Hi. I'm Nux from Team Stratum Zero. Hi to the stream.
Ja. Ich hätte jetzt normalerweise auch.
I would have some slides, but it doesn't work. So we are Stratum Zero, the hackspace from Braunschweig. We have 164 square meters of office. Well, it's not really an office space. It's based in an industrial area in a former piano fabric, which is now rented out to companies. You can just come at any time when it's open. It can only be opened up by members. We have four main areas: the kitchen, our tinkering space, we have a workshop, and our chill out room, which is kind of the Wohnzimmer. We have presentations once a month in the chill out area. People prepare presentations or do presentations that they have made for other events. And the Stratum Zero is supporting other technical clubs such as Freifunk in Braunschweig. We do hand out laptops to students that can't afford them, or pupils. There's a Coder Dojo, which is starting up now after a long hiatus. We are teaching programming to small kids. Everybody is welcome. We are a very open space. LGBTQA plus people especially. We want to be a safe space for these people, so come to us at any time if you need help or shelter. There would be some pictures normally, but I'm trying to describe how it looks like from memory. There's the central floor, there's four rooms, there's the kitchen, large with a large table where we cook together, there's the migrants, and where we just order food and then we are creative. The Freifunk people meet up in the chill out lounge regularly to organize. In the tinkering room, there's all of our technical equipment, 3D printer, laser cutter, sewing machine, and the workspace has all the things that you expect from a workspace, such as origin shaper, CNC mill. So if you are in Braunschweig, just go to stratum0.org to check if it's open. If it's open, just come by. If you need an introduction, just talk to us on Matrix. It's all on the wiki on our website. There's also an assembly. If you have any questions, just come by. It's all the way on the top floor.
Vielen Dank. Our next hackspace is...
Thank you very much. The next hackspace is from Kuala Lumpur.
Is there someone here for the
Silber Merdeka. Ist da jemand da von Silber Merdeka? Aus Kuala Lumpur.
If there's,
wenn niemand da ist, um den vorzustellen, dann jetzt der Nächste. Der nächste Hackspace ist...
aus Schaffhausen in der Schweiz.
Boden Vilusens from Switzerland, Schaffhausen.
Hallo.
Hi. I'm going to reference the slides some, and I hope they are published afterwards. So we meet up since 2003. We used to start with computer games and video cutting and hardware building and retro computing. In 2010, we registered on hackerspaces.org, and meanwhile, our main building has a large room with tables for 20 people and a well-equipped workshop and a QR code labeled
Gebäude sind auch unsere Küche, die Lounge.
The space where you have put your stuff and the kitchen and the toilet. It's located in an industrial area. Just very close to the train station and a shopping center. Every Wednesday evening is open hackerspace. Second slide. At the end of 2015, we had to had to leave our first room, so we had a new premises where we have the right to build for 25 years. So we had to start by building the power lines and the parking spaces and all the things. You can see the opening for the sump shaft on the invisible slide. The main building has 9 modules, and you could see the kitchen towards the laser room and the CNC mill. And next to this 200 square meter main building, you also have two large, you have large trailers and two smaller rooms that we can rent out for projects. In the main room, there is a cable shaft where we can have beamers and smart home and all the interesting things. There's a robot with a concrete foundation. It's very large, it's 2,500 square meters. The problem is we have to take care of the area. But we can do small camps with fires. And next year in September, there's DDoS. DDoS is short for the three-day summer festival in Oden Willosens.
Dankeschön.
Go to our websites at odenvilosens.ch.
Hallo.
Okay, next up is the Curious Community Labs from Hamburg. So I'm stupid enough to put my own private email address there, so we're going to change that to the one from the club. I haven't uploaded slides, so this is going to be done later. We aren't a classical hyperspace. It isn't about computers, it is about laser cutters, sometimes 3D printers. We do bio. We are in Hamburg, in Oberhafen. We share with FabLab St. Pauli and a bicycle workshop or a producer of bicycles. And we do everything related to biology, mostly mostly mushrooms. This is a thing made from mycelial composite material. So it's two things. Mushrooms are from fungi, are from the top part, and then the mycelial part in the ground. And if you let that dry, then you can make stuff from that. This is what we do. There's projects for acoustical absorbers, for lamps. People make fungi for consumption or for medical purposes. People are analyzing the ground. People are trying to DNA sequence water samples to find algae. You can learn a lot of things, even if you are from computer background. I used to be a member for CCC for 20 years. I've founded this for the last 4 years. And if you come to Bits and Bäume, we do have a self-made workshop. Everything is DIY. It's all part of our concept. It's a bit different in the world of composite materials. There's lots of patents, and the more you can document, the less it can be patented by a company. So please experiment more, document more, so it's not all eaten up by capitalism. And we meet every Tuesday from 6 o'clock in Oberhafen, all the way back in the it's in Stockmeierstraße 41. It's the very last hall. Just come visit us, even if you're not from Hamburg. We support other spaces as well. There's, as far as I know, there's one or two other biospaces in Germany. There's one in Switzerland. There's not that many, but we're growing, and we hope there will be more. And we are very happy for your interest. Go to curious.bio. That's our URL. Ask me. Thank you very much. And C3 Hum is next. Is anybody here?
Wenn niemand da ist,
so, if there is nobody here, then we are. We have the opportunity to. Has somebody shown up for Kuala Lumpur? Apparently, it's going to take a few minutes, so there's a few announcements by me now. You will get the slides. They are. I have them, but I don't have them right here. So you can look at them afterwards. And there's lots of great photos from Hackspaces and the contact info. The page I shared with you is also on the wiki. You can find the contact information there as well. If you want to get in touch with the Hackspaces, if you want to visit them, it's very interesting, I'm sure. And you can find them in the assemblies here as well.
genau. Die Präsentation wird, wie gesagt, noch nach.
The presentation will be given to you later.
Habt ihr ansonsten?
Do you have any other questions to any of the Hackspaces that you want to?
Wenn ihr da noch Fragen habt.
If you have questions right now, if you are looking for contact, just get in touch. Just ask me. So here's a question. It's not really a question. I would invite the Hackspaces and everybody who's listening to help us build our Hackspace. We are not a conventional hackerspace. It's not tech. It's not just tech. Also, post-capitalism could be technical, economical, social, natural systems. And we are 1 hour south of Vienna in Austria, in the Alps. And in the middle of April, from 7th to the 21st, there's a first event. It's called Hack the Hub. Hacking, building, gardening, 2 weeks. And we want to imagine the future of our space there together. There's a 650 square meters worth of space, 30 people, rooms for 30 people. We have free food and free stay for these 2 weeks, and we would be very happy if you could join us and make it a long-term project that we can develop together. Thank you very much. So I'm hearing the Hackspace from Kuala Lumpur will be with us very shortly, and then we can learn something about the Hackspace in Kuala Lumpur.
Hello.
I don't speak German, so I'll switch to English now. Hello. Ich bin Teil der Delegation von Kuala Lumpur.
Essentially, because in Southeast Asia there isn't really this kind of
Silbermeerdekar. In Südostasien gibt's keine Hackerkultur in dem Sinne. Das ist ganz neu für uns. Und was unser Hackerspace machen möchte, die Chaoskultur in Südostasien etablieren. Es gibt wahnsinnig viel Bedarf dazu. Und wir haben. Gibt es die Folien? Ah, nein, leider nicht. Wer sind wir? Wir sind Menschen, die Computer mögen, die Chaos mögen. Und wir möchten diese Kultur nach Kuala Lumpur, aber eben auch nach ganz Südostasien. Und wie machen wir das? Mit das gibt so viele Umstände, die passiert sind, sodass wir in der Lage waren, einen Hackerspace zu starten. Jetzt ist ganz, ganz neu. Wir sind da jetzt gerade erst eingezogen. Es sind 150 Quadratmeter in der Innenstadt von Kuala Lumpur. Da leben 8 Millionen Leute. Und wir hatten wirklich wahnsinnig viel Glück, dass wir diesen Raum gekriegt haben, direkt in der Innenstadt. Und was machen wir? Also es gibt bei uns keine Krise, was Wohnungen angeht. Jeder, egal ob du reich oder arm bist, alle haben sehr, sehr große Wohnungen. Also es gibt keine Nachfrage, deswswegen war die Miete so wahnsinnig billig. Und wenn ihr interessiert seid, dann wenn ihr in Südostasien seid, dann kommt auf jeden Fall vorbei. Und ja, bleibt bei uns mit dem Space. Danke, herzlichen Dank. Herzlichen Dank an alle Hackspaces, dass ihr euch vorgestellt habt. Herzlichen Dank an die Hackspaces nochmal. Thank you to all the Hackspaces who introduced themselves. Get in touch, visit them. And a big round of applause.